article about his dispute with the Home Office over security protection. In a ruling last month, he lost a bid to have Associated Newspapers' Honest Opinion thrown out by a judge. An investigation's been launched after four bodies were found in a village near Norwich this morning. They were discovered at a house in Cossey. A newborn baby is being cared for in hospital after she was discovered in a shopping bag by a dog walker. She was found wrapped in a towel in East Ham in London last night. Police are trying to trace her mother and say the little girl is well and uninjured. This woman who lives nearby was worried when she saw a police presence.
There's nothing I could ask more. They wouldn't give me any more information or anything. They just tell me that nothing to be worried, just try to stay indoors, and that was all.
Up to 2,800 jobs are going at Tata Steel. It's been described as a devastating blow for the community of Port Talbot, with the company employing around 12% of the town's population. Within the next hour, Japan is expected to make history by becoming only the fifth country to successfully land on the moon. The Smart Lander mission's main goal is to test new technology that will allow the vehicle to land with pinpoint accuracy. Maggie Liu, an astrophysicist, says this is an exciting moment.
Getting to the moon is hard, and now they've got there, and now they have to attempt to land, which is even harder. It's going to be challenging, but I have hope in them.
Jordan Henderson has refused to criticise the Saudi Pro League following his move to Dutch side Ajax. The former Liverpool captain says it's unfortunate things didn't work out after spending only 6 months with Al Ettifaq. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Kat Swathe.
Thanks, Kat.
This is Phoenix FM.
On Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight's going to be dry with largely clear skies at first and a lot less cloud also. In the early hours, patchy low clouds and bands of high cloud will also move in. But Saturday will continue to be dry with variable cloud cover and bright spells. Yay! Turning a little cloudier through the evening with the odd spot of rain possible. With highs of 6 on Saturday, looking like a better weekend.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and welcome to Friday on Drive. Well, I just did the weather and said that it's going to be a better weekend. And then Patrick's still here. What did you say, Patrick?
Well, that the storm is coming potentially for Sunday night, about midnight through until 9 o'clock on Monday morning with very high winds.
Yeah, so we'll have to look out for that. But Saturday's looking a little
Saturday,
bit better.
Yeah, well, amazingly warm. I mean, actually, amazingly warm. But isn't that going to be, well, it's just going to be amazingly warm. I'm not sure what temperatures you just gave out, but it's much warmer than it has been.
Well, it's not as warm as the studio.
No, absolutely. It's lovely warm in here, isn't it? That's very good.
Anyway, listen, welcome along to Friday on Drive. Should we get the Friday going? Yeah, we've got loads of music from the 70s right up to now. Our 4 at 4:30 is going to be a brilliant one again. I'm carrying it over from yesterday. It's going to be girl bands or women that are in bands. So that is coming up at 4:30 and we'll have another chat with our Patrick in a second. I have to find out what he's up to at the weekend. But first, a classic from the 80s.
Emotion overload in
Oh, I do like a bit of Taylor Dane. Do you remember Taylor Dane, Patrick?
Taylor Dane.
Do you remember Taylor Dane at all?
No, not particularly.
Never mind. No, she was around in the '80s. Actually, she was quite popular for about 4 years. Yeah, okay. American. One of my favourites of
Oh, lovely.
Era.
Well, that's good.
That's why I thought I'd kick the Friday off.
Well,
to
why
make
not?
Myself feel happy.
Absolutely.
Although, of course, I'm happy because you're in the studio.
Well, I tell you what, and I'm happy that you're happy that we're all happy together.
We are. And it was a week ago. How can it be a week?
How can it be a week ago when we had such a memorable time last week?
Yeah, we were talking about football last week.
I believe we were, weren't we? Yeah, because Chris's daughter had played youth football for Spurs.
Yeah, and you know me, any excuse, I will talk about football.
Absolutely.
So that was lovely talking to Chris. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I said before we go, you know, I said to her, would you like to talk? Oh, why not? She said so.
I know. So I feel like I had an extra guest. Well, that was
the idea. I thought, why waste an opportunity?
That's it.
A community radio, get a chance to talk to somebody about something. Why not?
Absolutely. That's what we do. Well,
that's what we do.
That's what you did very well today as well.
Thank you.
We discovered something wonderful as well.
Yes.
Another someone in the community that's doing really big things and helping people out.
Essex, if anybody's just joined us to listen to you, the Essex Community Foundation is what Nick was from, and it's well worth listening to recording of that show when it comes up. But all the direct links to find out more about them are all there on the show blog. It'll be there. But they're an amazing organisation that give money to community groups, charities, but not necessarily charities. Last year they gave out a staggering £4.4 million.
Just for Essex.
And he said, actually, he said that this was like an American model. He said that now there are a lot of counties that have got these organisations like this. This has been going since 1996. And they just want to give out money to local groups and local organisations. And he said he was delighted to come and chat to us because he said, people don't know about us. Yeah. It's really difficult to get the information out there.
And they've
done so all sorts of amazing things. Clearly, like giving in that money, that's gone to all sorts of local groups, etc. He said, but local newspapers are not what they used to be, and you'd have expected that all of these things would have made local newspapers, but they tend not to these days.
Well, I think a lot of the papers are mainly online. A lot of them,
they are.
You know what I mean? So I think it's quite difficult now. To
Or they're just not that local anymore, you know. So it was great. So that's really something well worth knowing about.
That'll all be up online.
It will, yes.
Tonight,
the show blog will be up tonight, and the recording will be added over the weekend.
Fabulous. And what are you up to over the weekend?
What
I'm apart
up
from
to...
getting caught in the storm?
I hope not. Once a year, the Chelmsford Cathedral has a fundraising ball. It's quite a fancy do.
Ooh.
And I shall be at that on Saturday evening.
Have you got your attire sorted out, Patrick?
I've got my dicky bow,
it's
a black dicky bow, it's a very dark suit, but it's not a black suit.
Oh, nice.
And you don't have to be like that. It's just it's just smart, you know.
And get your, as
the woman who organises it kind of like says, she says, get your glad rags on, is what she says to everybody, you know. So it'll just be a really nice evening.
It's nice to do that, actually, sometimes, and it just dress up a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love my hot hoodies and my T-shirts, as you well know.
Yeah.
You probably won't recognise me if it was one of those events.
I have to say, I've never been somebody who particularly likes to dress up all that much like that, really. But I didn't do it last year. The year before I went, and then I thought, a group of people who I'm friendly with said, you are coming, aren't you? You will come. So, okay.
Oh, you'll love it.
It will be nice.
Well, Patrick, have a lovely time. I know you always have to shoot off now a little bit earlier.
Yeah, we're trying to avoid the children for coming out of the schools and get home before it gets too dark.
Absolutely. The sun's shining in our eyes at the moment, though, so...
Yeah, we know what they say, sun shines on the righteous.
Patrick, I love having you here on Friday. Listen, Patrick, I'm going to play one from the A-list. I've not played it yet.
Oh, one from the A-list.
Do love a bit of Sheryl Crow. Have you played
Sheryl Crow
yet?
No, I haven't played it.
Let's have a listen then. Oh. Patrick, have a lovely weekend.
Thank you very much. Send pictures in.
I'm dying to know what you're wearing.
For a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday. At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
Yeah, welcome back to Phoenix FM at 17 minutes past three on Friday the 19th of January with me, Joe Bailey. Huge thank you again to Patrick, and we will be seeing him, I was going to say this time, but no, 1 p.m. on next Friday. Now, we've got Thompson Twins coming up with Love on Your Side, but we have got two at 3:30 as well, and they have exactly the same titles. It is Paloma Faith, an Average White Band. But do you know what the song is? So they've both got exactly the same titles of the songs. They're not covers. One's by Paloma Faith and the other one is by the Average White Band. But do you know what the song is? And they'll be coming up around 3:30. But we're going back to the 80s again with Thompson Twins and Love on Your Side.
Sentimental rose. them all away. I've played you all my favorite records. Then we spend the night in talking all the time. You send me home. I was so surprised to find that after all, it doesn't hurt to be alone.
Don't forget as well, we've also got Xanthi Behrman's greatest pick of the week for us on Friday. That'll be coming up in the second hour, though. We'll also be having another listen in the first hour to Drive's track of the week, which is Georgia Crandon. So that'll be all be coming up soon as well. Now, taking us up to the travel, Mark Ronson featuring Amy Winehouse and Valerie here on Phoenix FM.
Since I come home, well, my body's down. across the border.
FM travel news.
Well, there's queuing traffic on the A13 eastbound coming back to Essex between Prince Regent's Lane and Lodge Avenue Flyover. The travel time already is 20 minutes there. Now, in Romford, if you're heading anywhere near there, the Old Church Road, both ways blocked due to a building fire at a house at Bournebrook Drive. Nearby, between A125 Rhone Valley Way and Dagenham Road, congestioned already to Rush Green Road, Rhone Valley Way, diverting around the other side of the Queen's Hospital. So keep an eye out on that one. Now, temporary traffic signals due to gas main works on the A129 South End Road near King's Head. Also on the A12, yes, accident between Junction 12 and Junction 13. Blocking one lane, congestion back towards Junction 11, M25. Now, in Shenfield, slow traffic on the A123. Through the roadworks between the A12 and Shenfield High Road. And actually looking at the High Street, yes, at Brentwood. It is still a little bit of traffic there. It changed from a red to white in front of my eyes, but it's moving quite well. But obviously you've got the temporary traffic lights there causing a bit of delays. Right, let's head over to the tube, shall we? There's severe delays on the Central Line. 40 train at Bethnal Green causing that. Trains not stopping at Central Line and District Line. Eastbound at South Ken. Severe delays on the Jubilee Line, all due to an earlier fire at Canada Water. Underground station is closed on a Northern Line at Kentish Town. Severe delays on the Piccadilly Line. And finally, trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly Line eastbound at South Eden. And that's it for the travel updates from me. There'll be more in an hour. Now, around 3:30, we'll be having two songs with the same titles but with different artists.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Wake up, everyone. How can you sleep at a time like this unless the dreamer is the real you? Listen to your voice, the one that tells you to taste past the tip of your tongue. In the net will appear. I don't wanna wait before the dream is over. I'm gonna make it mine. Yes, I know it. I'm gonna make it mine. Yes, I'll make it all mine. I keep my life on a heavy rotation, requesting that it's lifting you up, up, up and away, and over to a table at the Gratitude Cafe. And I am finally there, and all the angels, they'll be singing a la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. Yes. Well, I
don't wanna break before the tour.
Jason Mraz, Make It All Mine. Now, we have two songs with the same song title. One from Average White Band and one from Paloma Faith. Did you work out what the songs are?
We'll be right back. you're listening to Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
You just heard Picking Up the Pieces, of course, and before, yes, I played the Average White Band with, yes, Picking Up the Pieces. Now, we've got Georgia Crandon coming up in a second. Yes, it's our Drive Track of the Week's coming up, but before that, it is Mickey Virtue's birthday today. If it's yours, I hope you're having a fab one, by the way, and going to enjoy it for the whole weekend, as you're allowed on a Friday, as I always say. But it's the keyboardist player birthday today from UB40. So this is the track from 1983 that went to number one, and actually it was 5 years later it actually went to number one in the US as well. Again, a little bit of useless information for you, but you never know, it might come in useful. UB40 with Red Red Wine.
Makes me forget that I To go.
Love the bit at the end. That's Georgia Crandon. Yes, our track at a week here on Drive. And they'll be playing Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. I'll have a brand new Drive track for you as well on Wednesday. We'll also be introducing more independent artist as well. I used to do at least sort of like three or four a week that I would bring in and highlight. So yeah, that's going to be happening again from next week. Yeah, we're truly into 2024 now. And if you did like Georgia Crandon, and why wouldn't you? She's gigging everywhere, basically. January 26th, Esher Theatre in London. The Nightjar in February in Camden and in London. Hope and Anchor, March the 1st. Yeah, all over. So plenty of opportunities. Georgia Crandon it is now. Let's have a listen to Guess the Intro. Then we've got a short break and we'll be back with a fab track just for you.
Guess the Intro.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
To eat, walking down these dark, lonely streets. I don't know you.
go wild in the country. Oh, I want to do when it's in the summer. Right, but that's a whole other story. Now, talking about story, there is a debate going on online. It's going crazy online, actually. I want to know your thoughts. If you want to, radio@phoenixfm.com or my Facebook and Instagram at Joe Bailey Music. Now, what it is, I want to know your thoughts on this, because it's about a famous biscuit kind of type cereal. And it's, no, not whether you can eat two or three of them. Not that one. It's one similar to that one. But it should be, should you have your Bix, I should say, hot or cold milk. Now, this time of year, we've got to know what's going on. Right, anyway, it all started with a bit of a campaign, really, by the manufacturers, where they asked the question, do you eat them with cold or hot milk? Now, I'm a cold milk kind of gal, to be fair, but there you go. Now, two-thirds of people that voted in this survey said that they preferred cold milk. Of course, this caused outrage, and people were stating that we should microwave milk and cereal together. So there was all these things going online about what should and shouldn't be doing, and it makes me overthink everything, but that's why I want to know what you think. So I like my cereal cold, as I said, and I have a similar kind of cereal, because, you know, I'm a celiac. If you tune in regularly, I often talk about having celiac disease, but it's winter, so I'm actually going to try it with hot milk over the weekend. Never done it before, but I'm going to go for it, right? But so I've been looking for the best tip and asking my friends. Now, they said if you're going to try it, then apparently a bowl of milk in the microwave exactly for 81 seconds. Where the 81 seconds is, I don't know, right? And you do it at 800 watts. Now, obviously, please be careful. Ensure it's not too hot, because you don't want to be burning your mouth. I don't want to cause any injuries. So make sure, obviously, that it's nice and cool enough for you to eat it straight away. But how do you have yours in the morning? That's what I want to know, hot or cold, if you've got any other tips. See, all these things are super, super important. What should we play? Oh, I know. So taking us up to the top of the hour, we've got Deep Blue Something. I'm carrying on with a friend with breakfast at Tiffany's. I'll see you the other side of the news.
You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us. Still I know you just don't care. She said, I think I remember.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.